This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
I know it's been a little while since I've been on the show. I've had some health problems, but I'm much better now, and I'm ready to go. Before we get started with the show, I'd like to give a big thank you and a shout out to Sever Copley for sitting in for me for about 4 or 5 months and doing a bang-up job. Well done, Sever. Now, on today's show, I'm bringing back a guest who's been on the show before many a times. His name is Fred Angelopoulos. He is the CEO of Rosenbaum. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ROSN. Fred, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad you're back. So welcome back to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. You know, before we get started, if you would, just give some of my listeners just a little bit of background of your company, what you guys do.
Yeah, so Rosenbaum is a leader in extraction technology and products, particularly in the health and holistic essential oils, CBDs, and plant-based extraction. We've been doing it for 5 years. We've been featured in Engadget and Forbes, and we actually proudly consider ourselves the leader in extraction technology.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about your flagship product being M60. That being said, are there any new products that are recent, are on the upcoming, or like on the back burner, getting ready to come out?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's quite a good reference that you made to the M60, because I'm going to talk about that line. And this is going to be an exclusive for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we are launching the M120, which will deliver twice the power and force of the M60. So it's going to deliver 12,000 pounds of force. And now you're getting into some very, very significant numerics on what you can extract. You know, what we've always, differentiated ourselves from most of the extraction companies in the industry is our mission has always been safe, solventless, pure extracts. You know,
absolutely.
A lot of extracts out there, as you know, Everett, are made with solvents, whether it's
right.
Butane or CO2 or what have you, and then the consumer ingests that. And, you know, we're a holistic company in many ways, but we're all about delivering the safe, solventless extract to the consumer. The M120 bringing 12,000 pounds of force with a three-pronged plug, and this is there's no one else is doing anything like this. Other companies that are trying to get this level of force are using either hydraulics or air compressors, and therefore it's not an organic process. So we're super excited about this because it really the amount of material, you know, one of the things people say is, oh, you know, your presses are beautiful and they're very high engineered. But you know, we can do more if we just throw it in a CO2 vat, and the economics of it are stronger. That kind of disregards the health side of it for the consumer. But with the M120 now, the economics it's a level playing field. You can produce just as much with an M120 as a CO2 extractor, and being able to provide a much higher grade extract. And furthermore, you know, the extracts that come from our presses is rosin based. They garner more higher prices on the market. So for the processors out there, this allows them to maintain high volume of quantity while delivering the quality of solventless extraction. So we expect that product to be out in about 30 to 45 days. We're in the final stages now of our alpha and beta testing. So we're very excited about it.
You know, the one thing I really like about you, Fred, last time you were on the show, you always give praise, you know, to your team. You say you got one of the hardest working teams out there on the OTC markets. And that being said, I know that you guys are always committed in developing new intellectual properties. That being said, is there any news, any new things going on, you know, with your team and launches?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for your kind words about our team, because we do have an excellent group. Our chief technologist and President Ryan Mayer, I think, is just one of the most talented inventors in the industry. And so I do have some really big news on that front, because, you know, we do develop our products with intellectual property, very proprietary. And we had a major patent grant a few months ago on our flow channel technology. And this is a technology that we created that allows the extracted product to run continuously through and out of the channel and into trays. And it just speeds up the whole processing time, which used to be very binary. You'd press and then remove the material. But along with that, we just received a patent, it's been a long time in the making, for our actuator. Our actuator, as you know, we've discussed in the past, Everett, is our power source, and it's very right. unique. It's very unique, and we, you know, developed and basically modified the actuator to be able to provide the amounts of force that have only been available through what I mentioned, hydraulics, you know, air compressor, you know, very industrial type of, you know, not really food grade type of process. And so this was just granted to us, and it really kind of solidifies our leadership place in the market. No one else can use an actuator to create force in an nice. Extraction press. And that, you know, that's the thing that allows us to take a three-prong plug and stick it in a standard outlet and generate 12,000 pounds of force pretty silently and efficiently. And so we're very, very excited about that. We think this really, you know, kind of solidifies our position as a leader in this market in solventless extraction, but also the fact that, you know, no one else can do this.
Hey, Fred, I want to switch gears here for a second. You know, last time we was on the show, we also talked about your relationship with Tommy Chong. Bring us up to speed, and my listeners, where are we at in that process? What is he doing for you guys, and what does it mean to your company and your organization?
Well, so, you know, Tom, we've done a couple of collaborations now with Tommy, and Tommy obviously is an iconic person in the industry. I've spoken a little bit about it in I think one of our previous podcasts, Everett, but he's just a Renaissance man. He's far more than, you know, what people think of
right.
part of Cheech and Chong and, you know, in the cannabis
industry. Humanitarian.
Yeah, humanitarian, someone who is trying to deliver health and wellness to the less fortunate. I mean, he's yep. a writer, a musician, a producer. He's just really an amazing guy. And very young spirit. And so we've worked on two collaborations with him that were very successful. We made the Tommy Rocket, which was a custom press, a consumer
right.
for the consumers. And it was, you know, the original one we used, it was a skinned version where we basically did a wrap of his art and he signed them. And then we stepped it up on our most recent collaboration, which we did an engraved art, his engraved art right into the press, right onto the stainless steel cover, and he has signed all those. So, well, they were a quick seller, and limited edition, but we're very much looking forward to continuing that relationship. He's been an important partner.
You know, speaking of products, what's the future hold for Rosenbaum and the family of you know, the products? You guys got so many moving parts over there. Where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, it's a great question, because we are actually thinking of, we're actually in the process of sort of, you know, migrating into a larger field of extraction. And, you know, we make heat presses, and, you know, heat plus pressure equals extracts. But we're also, you know, Everett, the roots in this company are in juice pressing. Yeah, the company was originally, you know, Ryan was making juice presses, and he was working with, you know, people like Whole Foods and
right.
some of the, you know, smoothie shops and things like that. And, you know, there was so much demand for these heat presses in the extraction industry. But we are actually working on a cold press, a cold juice press that we're super excited about, because it just kind of tags on to our mission of our company of being holistic organic wellness. And so now we're going back to our roots a little bit and are really excited about creating what we think will be one of the best cold juice presses in the industry. And we expect that to be somewhere late in this year, probably Q1 of next year. But we're just thrilled to go back to our roots because, you know, it's where this whole concept started, and now we can reach a whole nother group of people who are, and you know, I think through the pandemic, a lot of things happened through the pandemic.
Absolutely.
One of the people really focused on what they're ingesting into their system, right? You know, more organic food, more locally sourced food, and certainly more juicing and taking in, you know, green drinks and things like that, which we're huge proponents of. So we're really excited to kind of go back into that mainstream consumer market that we migrated away from years ago because of this overwhelming need or demand for our products in the health and wellness extraction market with CBD and cannabis and so forth. So yeah, we're kind of, I guess, diversifying.
Fred, we got about 45 seconds to wrap things up, and I got two fast questions for you real fast. One, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think we want them to know that Rosenbaum is committed to developing the best of you know, brand out there in safe, healthy, and extracting technologies. And they're so easy to use. Anyone can do it. Consumer can go home, make their own CBD, make their own, you know, extracts. Takes about 1 or 2 minutes to make a press and see the fruits of your labor. And so we just really want people to know that, you know, Rosenbaum is about health, wellness, organics, and delivering a very, very elegant and simple solution to our customers.
For my listeners, if you want to know more about the company, go to their website. That's rosinbomb.com. My guest today has been the great one, Fred Angelopoulos. He is the CEO of Rosenbaum, and you can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ROSN. Fred, thanks so much for coming back on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure.
And I hope you come back in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Everett. Great talking to you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.